Today, I get a chance to sit down with Ms. Vanita Dillon, and we talk about the upcoming Women in Maritime Leadership Conference that will be hosted by the California Maritime Academy, and the dates for that are March 16th and 17th. I get to sit down with Vanita today, and she tells me about the agenda and a little bit about the history of this event, and we have a great conversation about who she's inspired by and how she hopes that this event can inspire the next generation of mariners as well. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore Podcast. This is Allie Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore Podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today.
Welcome to the Women Offshore Podcast. Vanita, it's so nice to have you with us here today.
It's my pleasure, Christine. I'm so excited and a bit nervous, but here we are.
So I'd love for you to introduce yourself to the Women Offshore community and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So hello, everyone. My name is Vanita Dillon, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'll take you back a few years ago when I immigrated from India to begin my journey here in the USA in 1986. I live in California, and that's where I've been since we moved here. And I've dedicated 29 years of my professional life to Cal Maritime. It is so joyful to be on this campus. And every day, I think what I contribute makes a positive impact on our students. Outside of my campus work, I dabble in watercolor. It gives me a purpose outside maritime. And I have authored and illustrated 5 children's books in the last few years. And my special one of the 5, there are 2 specials, actually. One is called The Mermaid Who Became a Captain. It is a little bit about Cal Maritime and inspired by an alumna who went to school here and then got into diving. Her name is Shireen Shipman. And the other one is my favorite, closer to heart, because the star of the book has my son's name, my only child. So that one's special. Proceeds that from the sales of these books and also my artwork support a scholarship here on campus for students who have any unmet need in their senior year. That's what it's for. It honors my mom, and that's what happens with the money that I get outside my work here.
I've seen some of your watercolor. It's beautiful. I love your work. And it's the story behind it is amazing, that the proceeds of your art goes to the students. And so you've given so much of your heart and soul to Cal Maritime. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
And in honor of your mother is even more special.
Yes, 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 yes.
So can you tell me about some exciting news that you can share with us today?
Exciting. It's every day is exciting at Cal Maritime. There's never a dull moment here. But with regard to the conference, it has become an annual event that we all look forward to. It's in its 13th year. A little bit of history. It began in 2011 when a colleague and I were invited by our then vice president to attend a Women in Leadership conference. And the two of us went to Dana Point, beautiful spot. And, you know, it was a very interesting experience. There was so much synergy amongst the attendees, which were, you know, all women. Our conference now is open to everyone, but that was a strictly women's conference. And there was so much conversation in a constructive, positive way about gender equities that, you know, we don't always recognize, or I didn't back then, that others were facing it as a woman of color and an immigrant. Sometimes what felt personal, but it was interesting to see how others felt as well. There was this mutual support and the sharing of insights that really was a great feeling. And it was an immediate recognition that we didn't have an empowering environment on our own campus. I'd heard of Women on the Water, but nothing was happening on our little West Coast campus. So at that time on campus, my role was that of a contracts and risk manager. I was not connected intimately with student life, but you can sense how things are. And I started to reach out to student groups, those who were doing student academic support. I, you know, kind of fostered some relationships there and found the unique needs that we had and decided to make a plug for bringing together an event that would support those needs. And I went directly to the president. You know, you have that on a small campus. And he was very supportive. He was like, I will never forget his words. He goes, "Do it right. I don't care what it takes. Just do it right. You know, you've got the funding. You go ahead and, you know," he gave me the blessings. And that's how it started in 2011. And we called it Pearls of Power back in the day. And our tagline was Women Helping Women. And over the years, we've kind of transformed it to Women in Maritime Leadership. And our tagline is Grow, Transform, Lead. And it's my other baby on this campus. So that's what is exciting. And it allows for two different things to happen. It allows us to express gratitude and figuratively shine the spotlight on those who have gone before our students. And it provides our students a platform to be inspired, join the ongoing transformation of the workplace in the maritime industry, and to just hold on to their dream to pursue this career. So it is really, the conference is to appreciate, inspire, and build that bridge between the past and the future. That's how I approach putting sessions together for the conference.
And so you have some new ways about doing that this year. So can you share us what's going to be different with this year's conference than in the past?
Yes. So attracting students to attend a two-day conference while they're taking 19 to 21 units and have watch and have to wake up at crack of dawn for formation among clubs and other things that they have to do, and all the TikTok they've got to stay on top of. it's really tricky to get them to commit, you know, 12 to 15 hours. So I'm always trying to find ways to keep it new, and so they're interested, and find a way for them to engage with the industry as early in their schooling as possible. So had a brainchild to bring in companies who would be our platinum sponsors to take about 75 minutes to really walk through the various facets of their organizations. And we're really fortunate to have the Pasha Group, Military Sealift Command, and the U.S. Coast Guard take those spots for this year. What they're going to do is put together a panel with experts within the organizations that will cover business and risk, ethics, policy and social responsibility, engineering, of course, and shipping, of course, and sustainability and green initiatives. And those areas directly align with our majors. So we have our business students, and we have our maritime policy students, and then we have our oceanographers who are kind of in that sustainability space, the science behind the oceans, and then, of course, our shipping and engineering students. Really excited to bring these three organizations to really spill the beans, as they say, about everything they have to offer, and really excited about that. The other piece that all of us know we're kind of struggling with is enrollment. And I think not enough high school students know about maritime or understand that it's a career path, rewarding and lucrative, and that placement is as high as it is. So really reaching out to high school students to come take a look at our beautiful campus and then meet some of the students and really get an idea of what maritime has to offer. So we're going to do a high school track and hope that it'll be, again, using the word inspiration for them to consider going to a maritime school. That's a new addition, or I should say it's we're bringing it back after a 6-year hiatus. I tried that once before and it was so much work. We're recommitting ourselves to that. And then I am super stoked about our keynote speaker. She's a 2015 graduate from Cal Maritime. Her name is Madeline Walsko, and she was on a ship that went to Shanghai to get repaired, and COVID hit, China closed down, like absolutely shut down, and they were stranded there with their ship stripped, ready for repairs, and then shut down. And the grit and the adaptability of the entire crew, especially our alumna, is phenomenal. Her story is phenomenal. She has moved into, she's a chief mate on the Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, but she also has gone into filming and exploring social media. So she's amazing. And I've tried the last couple of years to get her here. Finally, she's off her ship assignment and able to be here. So she is going to be our opening speaker. And then we'll close out the conference with our very own captain, who our very first female captain for Cal Maritime on our training ship, Golden Bear. And, you know, and not to miss, I want to shout to give a shout out to all the speakers who are going to be providing relatable and actionable guidance. Those are key words to me. I don't want to go somewhere and then leave to go, oh yeah, that was all good, but how do I apply that when I go to my job next day? So one of the requests for our speakers is to make it as actionable as possible. The topics are relevant to what's going on today. We'll have a CGIS tabletop exercise where we'll run through the evolution of a reported incident. We'll have Coast Guard as well as MARAD present there. You know, our captain will be there, and we'll literally run through what happens when you report an incident on a vessel at sea. So that's something new, and I won't call it exciting, but it's a much needed conversation, and it'll bring a lot of awareness around the process when something like that happens. Sadly, it does happen, but we're shoring up our efforts to minimize that and then have mechanisms in place to respond to it. So that's another big thing that we're doing this year.
Yeah, these are all wonderful topics to be covering, and to bring in some amazing speakers to hear from Madeline and Captain Bannister is going to be very, very inspiring. And like you said, actionable and relatable, which is wonderful. So can you tell us where people can find more information or if they want to register for the event? And can you also share with us the dates as well?
Oh, yeah, I should have said that sooner. March 15th and 16th, which is Friday and Saturday. It's a full day on Friday and half a day on Saturday so that you can maybe explore Napa or go into San Francisco right after the conference on that high and enjoy how beautiful it is over here. We've requested great weather, so it'll be sunny and 72 degrees. That's the ask.
Yes.
yes, registration is open. You can go to www.csum.edu/WIML. But once you make it to our website, California State University Maritime Academy, you can just put in WIML, WMIL, or Women in Maritime Leadership, and it pops up. And registration is on that page. Did I cover everything you asked me?
I think so. Yeah. March 15th and 16th. And website address again, it's csum.edu and then WML. So /WML. And Vanita, you have always inspired me with just your dedication to the academy, dedication to the industry, and your amazing talents as an artist are just so inspiring for me. And so do you have anything else, any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the women offshore community today?
Ooh, wisdom not. Gratitude, yes. I'm still growing. So I want to thank everyone, Christine, you, and all the women at Women Offshore, but everyone in the industry who fights as a woman or fights for the women, making it a safer space. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Vanita. And we are excited to see you this year for the 13th Annual Women in Maritime Leadership Conference. And if people want to find you, can they send you an email directly if they have any questions?
Yes, email, text. My phone number is probably out there everywhere, so I'm happy to share that now. And sometimes it's so much easier to just text back and forth. My phone number is 707-718-0707. And my email address is vdhillon@csum.edu.
Thank you, Vanita. Yeah, I'm sure people will reach out with more questions. So have a great day. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for bringing me on and also for talking about the conference. It means a lot.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel women offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.